Chapter 3. The Three Ladies. In the evening, Count Dracula told Jonathan to write to Mr. Hawkins.
"Tell Mr. Hawkins that I need you to stay longer with me. I want you to help me prepare for my new life in England."
Jonathan did not want to stay longer in the castle, but he had to do what the Count asked. He knew that the Count was reading his letters, and he could not tell Mr. Hawkins that he was the Count's prisoner. When Count Dracula left Jonathan alone, he gave him a warning.
"My young friend, it is dangerous to fall asleep in some parts of Castle Dracula. You must only sleep in this living room or in your bedroom. You will be in great danger if you fall asleep in any other room of the castle."
Jonathan was angry that the Count was keeping him prisoner, so he decided to try to find a way to escape from the castle. He walked around to look for an escape route, but all the doors to the outside were locked. Finally, in a very old section of the castle, he came to a door that was stuck but not locked. He pushed it until it opened. The room was covered with dust, but had a beautiful view of the mountains. As he was looking out of the window, Jonathan saw the Count climb out of the window below him. Dracula crawled down the wall with his head down. He was wearing a cape that spread out around him like wings. Jonathan was terribly shocked and frightened. What kind of creature was the Count? Jonathan sat down at a writing table in the room. As he was writing in his diary, he began to feel sleepy and lay down on a sofa in the room. Suddenly, there was a cloud of shining dust, and Jonathan was not alone. There were three beautiful ladies in the room with him. They all had very red lips and sharp white teeth. They were talking and laughing. He heard one lady whisper, "He is young and strong. There will be enough kisses for all of us." Their voices were like music. The most beautiful lady came close to Jonathan and bent down towards his neck. Jonathan could feel her teeth on his throat, but he could not move. Suddenly, the Count was there in the room. Dracula shouted, "You know he is not for you, he is mine." The Count took the woman by the back of her neck and threw her away from Jonathan. The three ladies disappeared. Jonathan fainted. In the morning, Jonathan woke up in his own room, but his travelling clothes and papers were not there. That evening, the Count told Jonathan to write three letters with different dates to his employer, Mr. Hawkins. In the letters, Jonathan had to tell Mr. Hawkins about his plans to return to England. The date on the last letter was to be June the 29th. Jonathan was sure that the Count planned to kill him on that day. Jonathan decided to write two letters home as well. A few days later, he saw men working outside the castle. He threw the two letters and a gold coin down to them. He wanted the men to send the letters to England. Unfortunately, the Count came in with the letters.
"Is this how you thank me for my friendship and kindness?" he asked angrily as he burned the letters in the fireplace.
Jonathan knew that he had to find a way to escape. The next day he climbed out of his window and down the wall to the Count's bedroom window. Jonathan saw that the Count was not there, so he entered the room through the window. He looked everywhere for the keys to the castle. He could not find them, but he found a door and stairs that went down to another room. The room contained many long boxes full of earth. The Count was lying in one of the boxes. He was not breathing, but his eyes were open. His lips were covered with blood. Jonathan was terribly frightened and hurried to climb back up the wall of the castle to his own room. That evening, the Count said,
"Tomorrow you will be leaving to return to England. I have to make a journey of my own."
In the middle of the night, Jonathan heard the Count talking to the same three ladies outside his door.
"Be patient. You can have him when I am gone," said the Count.
Jonathan knew that the ladies were waiting to kill him. He only had one more day to live. Jonathan was desperate. He decided to search for the keys again. In the morning, he climbed down the outside wall of the castle to the Count's room. He searched the room again, but he still could not find any keys. He went back down the stairs to the room full of boxes. The Count was in the same box. His mouth was still covered with blood, but this time he looked younger. Jonathan was afraid, but he was also desperate. He tried to touch the Count and look for the keys in his clothes. Suddenly, Dracula's head turned. The Count did not say a word, but on his face, Jonathan saw a look of pure hate. Jonathan ran through the castle and tried to get out of the huge door. He pushed the door, but he could not open it. Jonathan was trapped inside. He was terrified. He did not want the strange women to kill him. For the first time, he thought he may never see Mina again.